Shout hallelujah. Loud hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. The Almighty God will uphold you. The King of Kings will strengthen you. The grace of God will rest upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. You are welcome to the 21st day of the month of December, year 2020. And I want to appreciate God for what God has been doing, the hand of God concerning our lives. Thank God for the manifestation of His power through prophetic decree and prophetic declaration. I pray that God will visit you. God will favor you. The hand of the Lord will rest upon you. There shall be divine intervention in your case in the name of Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will connect you with people that matter. Grace of God shall rest upon you. Grace of God shall uphold you in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything done against you shall backfire. Any decision of the enemy against you shall scatter. Those who gather together to mock your prayer shall be disgraced. Those who gather together to afflict you with sickness shall be disgraced. Those who gather together to afflict you with any hour of darkness shall be disgraced. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of Holy Ghost, let the power and blood of Jesus arise now. Incubate my life. Incubate my family. Incubate your life. Incubate your family. In Jesus' name we pray. Now today I will be talking about something very deep as we started yesterday on the mystery of blood covenant. The mystery of blood covenant. You need to understand that there's a lot of mystery about blood covenant, and we need to be delivered from that blood covenant if you're already there. And I've told you that blood covenant is very strong. Blood covenant is something deep. Blood covenant is a spiritual transaction. That is why sex with any lady that is not your wife is a dangerous thing. You must understand this one. Look at what the Bible says in Leviticus chapter 17, verse 14. For it is the life of all flesh. The blood of it is for the life thereof. Therefore I said unto the children of Israel, ye shall eat the blood of no manner of flesh, for the life of all flesh is in the blood. Whosoever eateth it shall be cut off. Can you see the mystery? The Bible said life is in the blood. Blood carried life. So blood is not ordinary thing. Blood is a very strong entity. It's a spiritual entity. And that is why in the realm of the spirit, blood is like a current that is being used. You need to understand that one. So the Bible is against shedding of blood. The Bible is again defiling the life with blood. The Bible is again eating the blood. So we need to get all this mystery. You now find out if someone now go to that extent of making a blood covenant is a very deep thing. No wonder Zechariah chapter 9 verse 11 says, as for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, have I set it for the prisoner out of the pit, wherein there's no water. You can see how a good covenant can set somebody place from the valley of no water. Listen very well. The Almighty God has a purpose for everyone. You need to know one mystery about blood covenant. When two people are making a covenant, they become legal representative of their people. If anybody make a covenant now, he is also making a covenant on behalf of the family. Like I told you, they become legal representative of their people. Even the unborn children and incoming children, they have been binded in that very particular covenant. They are bound with it. They are controlled with it, though they have not yet born. That very covenant will be waiting for them to be delivered. As soon as they get into the world, they enter into that covenant. That is why you see many children, you give birth to them this week, and by next week you notice a lot of things affecting them. Just because as they enter into the world, freshly as they enter into this covenant, because the covenant is also binding upon all of them. Listen to me very well. We need to know one or two things. How can we recognize those who have entered into a blood covenant? How will you know whether I'm there or I'm not there? Listen, let me just give you a few points. Number one is that such fellow will be having very terrible nightmare. Very terrible nightmare. Snake in the dream, getting married in the dream, swimming in the water in the dream, eating with the dead in the dream, having sexual intercourse with children and adults in the dream. These are signs that this fellow had hidden blood covenant that he has not detected. Number two, financial abortion or financial attack. That fellow will not be able to have enough money. Number three, failure at the edge of miracle. Miracle is very close. Breakthrough is very close. He just finds himself failing. Just as a result of a blood covenant that is in place that he or she has not dealt with. Listen to me. When you are under the blood covenant, there will be chronic loss, confusion, and loneliness. They will be kind of attacked by spiritual serpent and scorpion moving around your body. They will be like hearing strange voices. You'll be hearing strange voices. Constant attack of malaria. You'll be hearing voices of even the dead people just because they are also waiting. They are also saying, it is your turn. But I stand here as a prophet of the Most High God. I cancel every decision of darkness against our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Every covenant of darkness established against our destiny, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. The Almighty God shall fight for us. The Almighty God shall defend His interest for us in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. What are the signs for you to recognize? There will be dreams about dead people. Dreams about dead people. Such fellow will find it difficult to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. His life, spiritual life, will not be balanced. It will be having constant hatred. You know, people see him and hate him instead of helping him. This is because of a blood covenant. It will be pursued by the spirit of failure. It will be pursued by strange, terrible forces. He will see himself being pursued by serpent, being pursued by scorpion, just because he has entered into a blood covenant with a marine agent. When you have entered into a blood covenant to any marine agent, oh, you need to set yourself free in the name of Jesus Christ. One of these blood covenants is a blood covenant people want to use to make money. Listen to me. God is the originator of money. And I pray right now that the anointing of God shall fall upon your life in the name of Jesus. As we pray aggressively now, in the next few minutes, I want you to pray very well. Say, Holy Ghost, enter into my life and deliver me in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, enter into my life and deliver me in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, enter into my life and deliver me in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, enter into my life and deliver me in Jesus' name we pray. Arrow of sudden death, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of sudden death, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back to the sender. Arrow of sudden death, go back to the sender, go back to the sender, go back to the sender, go back in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of Kings. So there are a lot of signs that will make somebody to know that is under this blood covenant. If you are hearing strange voices, it's a sign. Constant attack of malaria is a sign that this fellow has this yoke attached to his life. I pray that every yoke of darkness concerning anyone here, let the yoke be broken. Be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, in the name of Jesus Christ. La poche kende leborobo sotokaya. So you must understand, it's a terrible thing for somebody to form a blood covenant. Because when you form a covenant, you have formed a covenant with your children unborn. And they will suffer it as soon as they get to the world. That is why we need to fight against any blood covenant. That is why we need to break it immediately. That is why we need to cry out from the captivity of blood covenant. Thank you, Father. We shout out, every blood covenant affecting my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Every blood covenant affecting my destiny, break, 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 break in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Say, blood covenant performed by my ancestors that is affecting my life. Ah, in the name of Jesus, blood covenant performed by my ancestors that is affecting my life. There, in the name of Jesus, blood covenant performed by our ancestors that's affecting my life. There, in Jesus' name, we pray. Say, oh God, arise, deliver me from satanic bondage. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise, deliver me from satanic bondage. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise, deliver me from satanic bondage. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise, deliver me from satanic bondage. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In case you are listening to me right now and you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, begin to do that. Begin to confess your sin. Tell the Lord to have mercy. Tell the Lord to save you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray that you shall show mercy upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We challenge now any stubborn bondage here. We command you now to break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Let the power in the blood of Jesus break every yoke, break every yoke, break every yoke. In Jesus' name, please get a bottle of oil or a bottle of water. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree that this bottle of oil shall carry your power, your fire, your deliverance. In the name of Jesus, let the power of Holy Ghost enter into the bottle of water. Let the power of Holy Ghost enter into the bottle of oil. I command the bottle of oil to become the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. La kangele poshu to the kanabaraba. Limpa sun to liberabaraba. Get it, take this oil and anoint your head. And pray very well. Covenant of the valley working against my head. Break in the name of Jesus. Covenant of the valley working against my head. Break, 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 break. Covenant of the valley working against my head. Break in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Aha. We pray right now, Holy Ghost, uphold the family, uphold our life, uphold our destiny in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of deliverance surround our life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We shout this prayer like this. Take the oil and anoint your chest and shout it like this. Louder, louder. Say, arrow of untimely death, depart from my life. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow of untimely death, depart, 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 depart from my life. Go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, every evening covenant afflicting my moving forward, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil broad covenant afflicting my moving forward, break now, break now, break in the name. Every blood covenant afflicting my moving forward, break in Jesus' name. Pray. Don't forget, blood covenant is a deep spiritual exercise. Blood covenant is a deep in the realm of the spirit. Blood covenant is one of the most potent weapon in most potent oppression in the realm of the spirit. We stand against every satanic blood covenant against our life. We command it to be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we pray that your mighty hand shall be released upon our life in the name of Jesus. Take the oil and anoint your belly button. And challenge like this. Holy Ghost, visit my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, visit my life, visit my life, visit my life, visit my life, visit my life in Jesus' name. Pray. Take the oil and anoint your two hands. Say, Holy Ghost, visit my hand in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, visit my hand, visit my hand, visit my hand. Holy Ghost, visit my hand, visit my hand, visit my hand in Jesus' name. Pray. Daddy, we thank you for what you have done. Lord, we pray that there shall be mighty move of your power. Yoke shall be broken. 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 In the name of Jesus, that every negative covenant that is affecting our moving forward, that is truncating our effort, that is stagnating our life, we command you right now, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. We command a liberation in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We pray right now, anyone that is under sickness, we command the sickness to disappear in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord of Lord, we thank you. King of kings, we worship you. Everlasting Father, we praise you. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. We cover our life with the blood of Jesus. We cover our destiny with the blood of Jesus. Daddy, continue to uphold us. Strengthen us to the end. Do not allow us to fail. Do not allow us to falter. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name we pray. We pray right now that the touch of heaven shall be released in the name of Jesus. Anyone that is looking for a job, receive right now breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Receive job employment in the name of Jesus. Anyone right now that is under the bondage of failure, let the bondage be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, take over. 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 In the name of Jesus, we command a release upon our destiny. Let there be testimony. Let there be movement of God's power. Thank you, Father. We glorify your name. We worship you. We give all the glory. We pray that, Lord, you will touch as many people as possible. You will heal them. You will deliver them. You will liberate them and give them testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, Lord of Lord. In Jesus' name, pray. Don't forget, if you want to get across to me, my number remains the same, 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. My name is Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. Come, God bless you. The Lord will continue to uphold you. Remember that there's no situation you are passing through that someone has not passed through well. Remember that when you handle it very well, it shall be a testimony to the world. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.